Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up?
I am Antoine Wyslicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. That shit helps us out a lot. As always, this is the sports talk episode, but it's mostly going to be wrestling predictions, because
there's a lot of wrestling.
This is WrestleMania weekend, people. WrestleMania weekend. Just an update, though. The Jets have still not traded for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't give a shit.
And baseball season started back up.
Yes, and Aaron Judge picked up where he left off by smacking another home run today.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, congratulations to
Aaron Judge. I don't care if they won or lost. I'm just saying Aaron Judge, you know, picked up where he left off last year. He hit 60 last year.
Well, congratulations to that young man.
Fuck you. You're a Yankee.
Oh, he's a Yankee? Yeah. Oh, my fault.
Yeah. I mean, he's great and all, you know what I'm saying?
What are you? Yo.
White Sox.
Chicago White Sox?
Chicago White Sox.
I knew. So, because I got the game yesterday, the MLB, the show 23, because it's free for people who got Xbox Game Pass. So, I downloaded it, and that was the team I picked as my favorite team. I just picked a random team, but I picked the Chicago White Sox. So.
Good shit.
Yeah. Interesting game, though. It's a good game. Technical.
No, it's not.
What?
I played baseball games before. Them shits ain't technical.
To me, it was. It felt like I was trying to, because when it first comes on and it gives you the options, like, you got to pick what type of controls you want for each individual thing. So, like, you got to pick your controls that you want to use for pitching. You got to pick your controls that you want to use for hitting, throwing, running the bases, all that. You got to pick your controls. And it gives you, like, 4 or 5 options for each one. So I was like, damn, this is very technical to me. To me, that was very technical. I've never seen a game do that to you. And they made you walk through all of it first. Then they, you know, they opened up and they let you play. And I'm playing with the White Sox against the Houston Astros, because I guess they the champs or somebody. Is they the champs?
If they're not the champs, they were in the World Series. I know that.
Well, yeah, that's what I was playing against. So I'm playing against them, and everything's going all right at first. It was all good a week ago. The first couple of innings, I'm out there, I'm doing my thing. I'm up 2-0. I'm doing my thing.
It goes downhill quick.
And it went downhill. It went downhill. By inning 5, they was up.
How many pitches did your pitcher throw?
Because
that makes a big difference.
Oh, man. I want to say in the first 5 innings, he threw maybe like 40. Something like 40 to 45 pitches.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Because I was doing good at first. I was striking people out. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Like, I was making it happen. Then all of a sudden, I guess he started getting tired or whatever. They started hitting shit and running down to the outfield was hard.
Well, also, too, what it is, well, at least with baseball, like, once the batters see the pitcher, like, his pitches the second, third time around, then they start smacking your shit.
That's what they were saying on the thing. Like, they got this little thing called the confidence meter for the pitchers. Like, that shit, it's a little blue bar. That shit goes down. If it goes down, then, you know what I'm saying, they start knocking his shit. You know what I'm saying? And then also with the batters, they got the little hot zones and stuff like that. I wasn't really paying attention to that shit at first. So I was putting it in the person's hot zone. And he was smacking that shit. I'm looking at the shit just go overhead like this.
Yeah, you got to throw to the blue spots, nigga. The blue spots.
I got it, man. I'm getting there. I was getting there. It was an interesting experience, you know. After like 5 innings, though, I was like, you know, because I was going through the tutorial took a while. Because when I messaged you guys, I messaged you at like 9 o'clock saying that it was downloading. So, like, I literally played that shit until like 1 o'clock in the morning.
And don't be throwing all fastballs neither. You gotta
Switch it up. Yeah, I understand.
You change up your curves.
Yeah, you gotta do
your sliders. I love a slider, man.
But the game, it looks incredible. The gameplay after, you know, I fixed all my controls and stuff. It's a good time. Like I was having fun playing it, but after five innings, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, damn, bro, I gotta go to sleep. I gotta get up in the morning. I gotta go to work. You know, but Wednesday nights are the nights where I usually put in my gaming because I don't be wanting to watch AEW Dynamite. So I put in my gaming on that. And then, of course, Thursday we record the podcast. And then Friday I'm watching SmackDown and I'm chilling out and watching Power. So Wednesday is typically the only day where I could really get it in. And I did a good job. I felt like the game was good. I'm going to keep playing it. You know, first baseball experience, I'm going to keep playing it, though, because I think it was interesting. Like, the graphics and all, like
Drayson was saying. How many games are you playing? Are you doing all the 162?
Oh, I ain't even started a franchise. That what I was doing was the other part of the tutorial. After you do the tutorial and they show you play a whole game of them just showing you how to do everything. And, you know, so
okay.
I'm still in that. But, I mean, five innings in, they basically show me everything. But the motherfuckers were still in the base on me. I couldn't get them to throw to the right base.
It takes some time.
I was like, yo, throw it over there. Throw it to that one. I'm in here talking to myself. I'm like, shit.
Nah, there's been plenty of times I done threw it into left field, try to pick somebody off.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And it's giving me the opportunity to learn a little more about baseball, too, which you just said, to pick somebody off. That that was one of those things that came on the screen, pick off. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go. But I couldn't get it to the right base.
See, me, I watch all sports, so I know all that shit.
So, but interesting time, fun. So far, to me, the game is pretty good. I'm gonna jump into that franchise mode to see what's happening with that. I'm gonna use your White Sox because that's the only team I know.
Okay,
that was the only team I knew, and I was like, oh, that looked interesting. I know that team. I knew something, like it was somebody's favorite team. I knew it was somebody's favorite team. I was like, I know that team.
Mine.
So,
we go get that. I ain't never met another White Sox fan, at least not in New York.
Hey, man. I mean, I might become a White Sox fan by default if I start watching baseball. You know what I'm saying?
But that's just it. You're not going to watch baseball. Watching baseball is boring as fuck.
Oh, it is?
Especially on TV.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you're in a stadium, it's different.
Yeah.
But if you're going to sleep. You'll be asleep by third inning. unless you know, people's just getting hits and getting on base.
Yeah.
If they're just striking out or walking or whatever, right. That shit is boring. Yeah. People in the outfield just standing there getting sunburned and shit. Yeah.
But that's how it was, man. It, like I said, I loaded that thing up. It was like 9:30, and I played it until 1 o'clock in the morning and only completed five innings. But again, part of that time was me doing the tutorial, trying to get all the controls right.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, if you go to franchise mode, don't play all 162.
Okay.
Because
that's a long...
First off, you're not going to finish if you're not playing every day. If you're playing just on Wednesday, you're not going to finish the season ever.
the new game when it came out.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
they would have had the New World Series and all that.
I did get I got like 7 notifications from different betting sites because I did all that betting on baseball last year, right? And won all that money. And they just sent me notifications like, baseball's back. And I'm like, nigga, I don't know shit about no damn baseball.
They don't care that you don't know shit about baseball. You was betting on it and you ain't know shit about it.
I was betting on it like mid-season, though. I was going off some of the statistics that was already there. I don't know if I can do that right now.
I could, a little bit. Like, I don't watch, but I follow along.
Yeah. You know, we won game in. I don't know if I can do that right now. Like, we gotta wait until we get a little further down the road so I can compile some stats and then I can see what's going on.
Yeah, with baseball, it is from year to year. Because you can hit slumps and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I don't know enough about the sport to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go out here day one and I'm gonna just bet on some shit. Like, nah, I've been and lost all my money fucking around with that, you know. But again, the New York Jets have not traded for Aaron Rodgers as of yet.
Because they're probably asking for too much.
You know, I don't know what the hang up on that is. And then, of course, Lamar Jackson still does not have a contract. So, yeah.
If I'm him, I don't play.
Yeah. People saying he don't deserve the money, man. Like, how does he not deserve the money?
I'm not going to say he don't deserve the money. He earned it before the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But he lost all, what's the word?
Leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With these he lost a lot. Getting hurt.
Yeah, he lost
a lot. I think last year he made a business decision.
I think so, too.
You know
he saying? Said he didn't, though. He said he didn't make a business decision.
Just because you say it don't mean yeah, he didn't make a business decision.
I know. But, you know, the argument that people are having is, oh, well, he don't have the passing stats to back it up. Like, bro, the dude's a winner. Like, he's winning. He's got Pro Bowls. First team All-Pro. He's got MVP.
They act like the man can't throw. Like, stop it, man. I only watched them play once last year, and that was against my Dolphins when Tua threw the 6 touchdowns. But Lamar Jackson was eating my Dolphins defense up because we were down 4 touchdowns because this nigga was running and throwing all over us. He had 4 passing touchdowns on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. Like, this dude can't throw.
Yeah, but people had that argument that he don't throw enough. He can't throw.
He can't throw, yet he won a Heisman. Yet he won an MVP, but he can't throw.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Like, stop it, man.
And this one guy, because, like, you know, sometimes I post in groups and shit, and sometimes I'll comment on shit. Dude was like, well, he only threw over 3,000 yards one time. That's because his team...
It's a running team.
Throw the ball that much.
It's a running team.
Then, of course, you know, the argument that I've had and I've had on this show was Deshaun Watson got paid fully guaranteed contract after sitting out a year and they knew he was going to miss 11 games. Kyler Murray hasn't completed the last 2 seasons, if any seasons at all. This is always injured. And he got $46 million a year. I'm like, Lamar just wants that. Give him $46 million a year, fully guaranteed, and we're good.
Well, truthfully, we don't know what Lamar wants.
We don't.
He ain't came out and said nothing about what he wants.
Yeah, we don't, but that's the market value for a quarterback. It ain't his fault that the Browns and the Panthers, it's not the Panthers, the Cardinals, reset the market. Yeah, it's not his fault that they stupid and they reset the market. Then, Daniel Jones gets $40 million a year. Like, it's not his fault that this is what they're paying quarterbacks. Now, all of a sudden, we don't want to pay him. Meanwhile, over in Los Angeles, they're talking about Justin Herbert is going to reset the market and get a super deal. Joe Burrow is going to reset the market and get a super deal.
And he will.
Like, why this man can't get paid what he's worth right now?
You want to know what? It's not that he can't get paid. It's the organization.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame it on the league. Blame it on that team.
Well, I blame it on some of the other teams as well, because we know y'all need quarterbacks. Like, we know y'all need quarterbacks. And the things that y'all doing to y'all coming out and saying, nope, we're not going after him.
Like, well, also, the teams that need quarterbacks, they need more than just a quarterback.
Yeah.
Than to pay Lamar Jackson $200+ million when you got all these other holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just not there. They're not ready. Yeah. The only other team that's probably ready, if they got Lamar, is probably the Jets. Everybody else still needs mad work.
I think the Falcons are close.
Maybe.
They got a lot of young dudes, though. But I think they're close.
I don't know.
They just got to find a way to get Kyle Pitts the ball.
Well, he got hurt last year, so.
He did.
And they also don't think of him as a receiver. They think of him as a tight end, so he'd be in there blocking instead of running routes. Because they don't want to pay him that wide receiver money when that contract is due.
They do that shit to everybody. That's fucked up, man. Stop doing these dudes like this.
Well, technically, he is a tight end. Technically.
Technically.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. So, WrestleMania weekend. Everybody got a show. We ain't gonna go over everybody's show. But we're going to go over, what, Supercard of Honor, Stand and Deliver, and both nights of WrestleMania. That's cool with you?
Yeah.
Or am I missing something?
I mean, there's so much more out there. I'm just, you know, we can't go over everything. We don't even know everybody. to, you know. I might check out Bloodsport 9, though.
That card does look kind of good.
I think I posted it in the group this morning. Because I think Tanahashi's headlining. No, not Tanahashi. It's Kota Ibushi. He's headlining.
Oh, he back?
Yeah, he's in L.A. right now.
Good shit.
Yeah, Kota Ibushi's in L.A. right now. He's wrestling. This weekend.
Who does Bloodsport 9? Is that who? What?
Josh Burnett, I think.
No, I'm saying, GCW. That's who it is. Yeah. Josh Burnett. Yep.
Yeah, man. It's a pretty solid card. Yeah, I pulled the card up right now. Yeah, Kota Ibushi's, he's fighting Mike Bailey.
When is this happening? Is this happening now? This is happening now.
It's happening right now. Yeah, today. So, I can go back and watch that tomorrow morning, because I ain't going to do it tonight.
Okay.
Or Josh Barnett versus Timothy Hatcher. That'll be it.
I thought he was the main event.
He's not the main event?
They already got the... Well...
I'm just saying, because that's just how it... looks.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because I pulled up a thing with the live results. They already gave, and unfortunately, they already gave me the result.
No, well, don't tell me.
I'm
pretty sure Kota Ibushi won. He ain't coming to L.A. to lose.
But tomorrow night, of course, you got the WWE Hall of Fame that's going to be going down. The inductees with that are, of course, Rey Mysterio, the great Muda.
You gotta say it right. The deadbeat dad.
The deadbeat Rey Mysterio. Kota Ibushi is going. I mean, not Kota. Why the fuck did I say Kota Ibushi? The great Muda. I said his name the first time. What the fuck am I doing? Rey Mysterio is going to be inducted by Conan.
They should have Dom crash that shit. Him and Mommy.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I don't know if they want to do... Do they ever really do works at the Hall of Fame? Like, I wouldn't mind it. But I don't know if you really want to, like, do that to that man. Like, this is his moment, his induction moment. You don't want to take
that. Nah, you do that shit because you could have waited till you retired. You could have told them, no, I don't want to go in. I'm still wrestling.
True.
You put that all in the story. You put that all in. Dom done crashed everything else you did. Christmas, Valentine's. Yeah. You know, say crashed the motherfucking Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame this year doesn't seem like that. It doesn't. It just don't got that oomph to it.
Yeah, because Ray is headlining.
And Ray and the great Muda. I think that's because them two is going in. Like, they ain't really put too much behind this. Stacy Keebler's going in.
Yep.
Is Stacy Keebler Hall of Fame worthy to you?
No, but she was in the Attitude Era. Well, maybe not the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
She was in part of the Attitude Era. She was there. Just a little bit there. She was in Nitro. She was Nitro Girl.
Okay, that's not Attitude Era. That's WCW going down the hole. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's going in mostly for her being a valet and a manager.
Yeah, not to mention, I assume they just need a woman to go in.
I think they just needed a third or fourth. Because Andy Kaufman is going in as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And then it's just the three wrestlers. Rey Mysterio, Great Muta, Stacy Keibler. And then the Warrior Award winner is
the referee that passed.
Referee Tim White. Rest in peace to him. He was one of those referees that took bumps. Like him. He was a good ref. What did he pass away from?
I don't even know.
Damn. You know, but those are the people that are going in. You know, he passed away June 19th of 2022. He had health issues at the age of 68. That's all they say about him at this particular point.
I think they messed up by not putting Batista in this year.
You think they messed up by not putting Batista in this year?
Yeah. But maybe he declined and said, I want Ray to headline. I don't want to headline above Ray. Because they're legit boys.
Yeah. I still don't get why Ray's going in this year.
To have Dom crash that shit. Hey, the storyline writes itself. He don't, like I said, he don't crash everything else.
Storyline writes itself.
He don't crash everything else.
Let him crash it.
Yup.
All right. The Ring of Honor, AEW, and All Elite Wrestling, Lucha Libre, AAA. They're all putting on this card, the Super Card of Honor. They got 8 matches. I have no idea which ones are going to be on the pre-show or whatnot. But let's get into this shit. The first matchup, we got to reach for the sky. Because, of course, you know, more tributes to the Briscoe. Is it Jeff Briscoe? Jack Briscoe.
Jay
Briscoe, sorry. His real name is Jack, though, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jay Briscoe. More tributes to Jay Briscoe. So the Reach for the Sky tag team ladder match for the vacant ROH tag team championships. The teams are as followed. You got the Lucha Brothers. You got Top Flight, which is Dante Martin and Darius Martin. The Kingdom, which is Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. Mike Kanellis. Aussie Open. That's Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher. And Roosh and what is his tag team partner name? Drilisco. Who you got winning this?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I feel like this is going to be a train wreck. Not in a bad way. I'm talking like all these spots going to be coming through. Because you know you got the Spot Monkeys and the Lucha Brothers, Top Flight. They some spot dudes, you know.
Well, who is actually signed to Ring of Honor?
The Kingdom.
Ain't they signed to AEW?
Nah, the Kingdom. Matt.
Yeah, I thought they were signed to AEW.
They're under the Ring of Honor umbrella.
Oh, okay.
And Roosh and his tag team partner is under the Ring of Honor umbrella as well.
I give it to Roosh.
Give it to Roosh?
Yeah.
All right. Then we got a 6-man tag team match for the ROH 6-man tag team championships. You got the Embassy, which is Brian Cage and his partners, Cone. I don't know these people's name, man. Just, you know who they are. Against AR Fox, Blake Christian, and Metallic. The champs are Embassy. Brian Cage and his group are the champs.
They retain.
All right. Then we got for the ROH Women's Championship, Athena. Going to be facing off against Sakahaki.
Athena.
All right. Then for the ROH Pure Championship, of course, you're going Pure Rules. Sabata is facing off against Willa Yuta retains. All right. For the AAA Mega Championship, you got Commander versus El Hilo del Vico. This is the guy who faced off against
Kenny Omega
the other, last week. He's the champ. I think he retains.
I think he retains, too.
Then for the ROH World Television Championship, you got Samoa Joe defending against Mark Briscoe.
Oh, they're putting it on Briscoe.
They're putting it on Briscoe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you got a...
I don't think you know if you know this or not, but they're retiring those Ring of Honor belts and they're getting new ones.
Yeah, them shits ugly.
I'm just saying.
All of them shits was ugly.
I'm just saying. They're getting new belts.
Are they going to unveil all these belts at this show?
They have to. They're retiring the old one.
Okay. Cool. Then you got the ace, Tanahashi, facing off against Daniel Garcia.
Oh, it's kind of hard. Because they've been showcasing Daniel Garcia a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Tanahashi. You know what I'm saying? This is Tanahashi.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel Garcia, if I'm correct, he just had a match against Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Tanahashi. You don't bring him to the States to lose.
Daniel Garcia, he's one of those dudes, man. Like, he's just putting on exceptional matches against these people. You know? He's one of those people where I see him similar to when I first saw Carmelo Hayes. When I first saw Carmelo Hayes, I was like, yo, this dude's good. Yeah, he losing these matches, but he putting on good matches. Eventually, he's going to be a star. And that's how I feel about Daniel Garcia. I think he's going to be a star. I don't know if they think he's big enough to be like a world champ, but I'm sure he's going to hold down the mid-card belts at some point in his career, and he's going to hold them for a while. So, I'm going to go Tanahashi here as well, but know that Daniel Garcia is a very good wrestler. He's on the rise. Then we got Eddie Kingston facing off against Claudio Castagnoli for the ROH World Championship. I believe this would be Eddie Kingston's first championship ever.
He ain't winning.
He ain't winning.
He ain't winning.
You don't got him winning, bro?
Nah, man. Blackpool Combat Club, they in a storyline right now. They just turned the whole group heel.
Yeah, I saw Daniel Bryan out there beating up motherfuckers.
No, it wasn't motherfuckers. He was just beating up Kenny Omega. He was beating the shit out of Kenny Omega. Because Kenny defended his U.S. belt, the IWGP U.S. belt against Jeff Cobb on Dynamite last night.
I take that back. Eddie Kingston has held championships in a lot of indie promotions. World championships at that. So, good for him.
Okay.
I didn't want to speak wrong on the man, so I looked it up real quick. But
he ain't been champ in a big promotion.
This is true. That's true. So, yeah. That is the Super Card of Honor.
Yep.
So, you don't think they're going to close this out with Eddie Kingston holding the belt, the new belt high?
No.
But they going to let Mark Briscoe hold the new belt high.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it.
He ain't got to hold it long. Samoa Joe can get it right back.
Yeah, I mean, you went champions retained on all of these except Mark Briscoe joint.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I like it. So that's on Friday. So you guys go watch that. Have your second screen with the Hall of Fame if you can watch the Hall of Fame. Most people probably not going to watch the Hall of Fame if you got this type of shit on. I'm not watching the Hall of Fame. I got this.
Yeah. I would only watch the Hall of Fame if Dom was for sure going to be there. I mean, I know he'll be there.
Right.
But if he's not interrupting the deadbeat dad.
Why you gotta call that man a deadbeat dad?
Because Dom calls him a deadbeat dad. He said he wished Eddie was his dad.
He did.
On live TV.
He did. So, I knew it was coming when he disrespected moms. When he disrespected moms, I was like, yo, Ray coming back down here. He gonna smack the shit out of you. Like, you disrespected moms. Mm-hmm. I knew that's where the storyline was going to end. Like,
that's the only way it could go. You gotta disrespect the wife.
Yeah. He said, I won't go fight you. He kept saying, I'm not going to fight you, son. Then he go out there and disrespect his mama. Like, psh. Like, you don't disrespect your mama, bro. You can disrespect a lot of people, but you don't disrespect your mama, bro. Like, not your mama. She pushed your stupid ass out.
Did she?
If she ain't push him out, she got cut below. She got cut at the belly line for you, nigga. Like, either way.
Who's to say he's not a Guerrero? He look like that, nigga. Got the mullet like him. He way bigger than Ray. He way bigger than Ray. That shit don't even work.
Yeah, cut it out, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Either way, she still had him.
Did she?
Yo, you're wildin', bro. I'm not even doing this with you right now.
Like, what if Vicky come up at WrestleMania be like, Dom is my son?
Hey, excuse me! Yo, I miss Vicky, man. If she came out there and was like, excuse me! If she really did that.
She said she wants to be in the storyline really bad, but technically she's still under contract with AEW.
Yeah.
Even though they're not going to put her on TV till her contract expires in like June or July, something like that.
Yeah. But, all right, you know. Now, we have NXT Stand and Deliver. It's going to be a packed show, man. They got 7 matches. Typically, takeovers are only 5 matches, but we're not in a takeover era anymore. So, 7 matches. We got that Shawn Michaels booking. Somebody going to get the short end of the stick. One of these matches is going to be short, and I hope it's this one. Chase University, that's Andre Chase, Duke Hudson, and Thea Hale versus Tyler Bate, because it's an 8-person mixed tag team match, versus Schism, which is Joe Gacy. Who the fuck are these guys?
Grizzled Young Vets.
No, why they got their names are horrible. I'm not calling them this. I am not calling them this. The Grizzled Young Veterans and Ava.
That's The Rock's daughter.
Which is The Rock's daughter in this 8-person tag team match. And the winner gets control of Chase University. Who you got winning?
Schism.
Schism gonna win? They gonna take control of Chase University?
Yep.
What's going to happen with Chase University?
Does anybody really care?
No. But I hope that match is over quickly. That's one of those ones where I hope it's just 5 minutes. Just get us out of here. We're done.
We shall see. He said 5 minutes for an 8-man tag. That's not happening.
I'm just trying to get it over with as quickly as possible. And then up next, we got a triple threat match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. This would have been a Fatal 4-Way, but the D'Angelo family beat Brooks and Jensen. Briggs and Jensen.
This match might be 5 minutes.
Briggs and Jensen. This is a triple threat match going to be 5 minutes? Triple threat tag team?
It should be, man.
Really, man? The Creed brothers? Tony D'Angelo and Stax versus the Gallus boys on top?
Yeah, Gallus boys on top in 5 minutes. Just smashing them.
Just smashing them? Just
smashing them.
I mean, it's hard to smash the Creed brothers, but... I mean,
no, it's not. It's Gallus.
It's Gallus.
Gallus boys on top.
Gallus boys Creed on top. Always.
Yes.
Gallus has been one of my favorite groups since they came together.
Yeah.
The Coffee Brothers just know how to get it done. Like, I ain't seen Joe in a while, though.
Maybe he should show back up and help his team, his boys, win.
Gallus boys on top. That's my guy. Then we have for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships, you got Fallon Henley and Kiana James facing off against Aladon and what is her name now? Alba Fire?
Yes. Kaylee Ray.
Kaylee Ray. I don't like this Alba Fire stuff. Like, I don't like the name. The name is horrible. Who you got winning?
Her.
Who's her?
Alba Fire.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, Alba Fire, Aladon will be the new tag team champions.
Yep.
No problem. You know?
Even though she's too good to be a goddamn tag champ.
Well, you know they got to get her all. They got to get her all their belts.
Okay, they should have had her beat Mandy.
Got to make her a Grand Slam champ at some point.
They should have had her beat Mandy.
I believe she would have beat Mandy. Like, they were coming back around to that.
Were they?
Yeah, they had just started that storyline. Yeah. Kiana James, I don't know which one of these dudes she was playing around with. But they finally, you know, kissed on NXT this week. So, I don't know which one of those dudes it was. I don't know if it was Briggs or Jensen. I don't know which one of them it was. I can't tell those dudes apart because I don't know them like that. Apparently, they were tag champs before.
Yeah, they lost them to Pretty Deadly.
I don't like those guys either.
Why? Because they dress like women?
Nah, I just don't like them.
Because they act like women?
Nah. Like, I was actually entertained because they had their all-A segments during the show this week. I was actually entertained by those guys. Like, I was like, oh, this, I get it now with those guys. Like, they're pretty good, like, as far as that. I don't like their in-ring work. Me, personally, I don't like their in-ring work.
Okay.
I feel like they're boring in the ring. I mean, they get it done. They've been tag champs, what, 4 or 5 times? In both UK and over here. Like, I just feel like I get why they, you know, why they're pushed from the segments that they had the other day. I was like, ah, these guys are entertaining outside the ring. I don't want to see you in the ring. I just don't. Okay. I don't think they're that good in the ring. But, you know. Maybe they just gotta grow on me like Adam Cole. Like, I couldn't stand Adam Cole.
I couldn't either.
They just got to grow on me, I guess. Then we have Johnny Gargano versus Grayson Waller in a unsanctioned match. Who you got?
This is Johnny Gargano's match. So he should win.
He should win? If he wins, what does this do to Grayson Waller, man?
Who cares? He's been losing all the time anyway. What's the difference?
At some point, you got to build Grayson Waller back up, though, man. He was just battling for your championship a couple months ago. I mean, he was a placeholder. We were trying to get to the real match that everybody wanted to see.
Okay, well, it's Grayson Waller. You know,
yeah.
I only wanted to see him win when he was fighting Braun. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about Grayson
Waller. Yeah. Then we got a Fatal 5-Way match for the
NXT. But I will say, I do like, he's a good wrestler, though.
He is. Yeah. Then we got a Fatal 5-Way match for the NXT North American Championship. We got the champ, Wes Lee. We got Dragon Lee. We got J.D. McDonough. We got Ilya Dragunov. And we got Axiom. Who you got?
Wes Lee retains.
Oh, you changed your mind? I thought you said anybody could get the belt off him.
But they're not going to take the belt off him.
Okay.
I got everybody else losing their belts. So somebody's got to keep one. Well, except for Dallas.
Okay. And then we have the ladder match for the NXT Women's Championship. The champ has been cleared. She's going to be in the match. Roxanne Perez in the match. Zoe Stark. Gigi Dolan. Tiffany Stratton. Lyra Valkyrie. And Indy Hartwell. All in this match. Ladder match for the NXT Women's Championship. Who you got winning?
Well, I only, you know me, I'm GG all day. I'm GG all day. I can see her not winning, but, you know, I pick GG, but I'm pretty sure she won't win.
Somebody on, I think it was Booker T. Did he say he had a, no, somebody's picked Tiffany Stratton. They was like, I have a Tiffany epiphany and she's going to win it.
I wouldn't mind that. She's put in work. She got a lot better from when she first started.
Yeah. My, I want the champ to retain because I feel like she's, you know, she just started out.
I think she needs to take a break for her mental health.
Her physical health?
Mental health.
She collapsed.
Yeah, but it's because of mental health.
Oh, okay. You think she needs... Why do you think she was mentally...
Well, she talked about it on NXT.
What did she say? I didn't see that.
Some that she has anxieties and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So you think she needs to take a break for her mental health?
Yeah.
And your pick is Gigi Dolan.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm pretty sure she's not going to win.
Okay. I want Indy Hartwell to win.
All the losses she been taking?
I understand, man.
Get her off that show. Get her off that show.
we need to get her back with the wave.
Yeah, man. Her husband's already up there. You know, fake husband.
I think that's... Who did she date for real?
I don't know.
I thought she dated him for real.
I have no idea. We never seen pictures of them together.
When have you seen a picture of Dexter Lumis outside of motherfucking WWE? For real?
I'm just saying.
Like, for real, man. You ain't never seen that nigga outside of that shit. But yeah. Me personally, it's certain people that I want to see them have the belt before they get off of that show. I feel like she should be able to do this before she gets off the show, man. She was with the original NXT. She worked her way up, man. She became good enough. I think you can let her get that shit before she... jumps to the main roster. She ain't gotta have it for a long time. You just give it to her before she go. You know?
No, just get her off that damn show.
Don't do her like y'all did Becky Lynch, because Becky Lynch never held the NXT championship.
It worked out in the end.
It did. She's the man. So, this is off topic, but the girl that works with me, her name is Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I think about that shit, I'd be like, and she got hair, her hair color is the same as Becky. I'd be like, ah, oh, Becky. It's like, Becky, every time I say your name, I'm ready to say Becky Two Belts. And she was like, one of my friends, they like wrestling all the time. He be calling me that. It's like,
oh. What you do is, right, next time she enters the room, you play Becky Lynch theme music.
Oh, man. And then for the main event of Stand and Deliver, we have Bron Breakker, the champion.
I want some theme music every time I walk in the room.
I do too.
My God.
Versus Carmelo Hayes, aka him.
Make this a 30-second squash with Carmelo going over.
This is going to be a long-ass match. I can guarantee you this is going to be a long-ass match. From the fucking the promo package, the video package that they had on NXT, I feel like this is going to be a long-ass match. It's going to go at least 20 minutes.
Okay.
But as long as Carmelo Hayes win the belt, I'm okay.
Like, if he don't win the belt, I don't even know what happens after that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... Yo, if Carmelo don't win, I'm not watching NXT. I don't give a fuck who's on the show. You can bring back my girl, Nikita Lyons, all that shit. I'm not watching NXT.
This is the one where you put your foot down.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Yeah.
All right.
This man's held the belt for way too long.
Yeah.
And everybody he's wrestled is legit better than him in the ring. Facts. End on the mic. All of them.
Facts. Facts. So, yeah, Bron Breakker needs to lose that. Needs to get that up off him. All right. Then later on in the evening, so Stand and Deliver is going to happen on Saturday afternoon.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Eastern Standard Time.
You get a little bit of a break, and then you're going to have night one of WrestleMania, and it's going to start with the United States Championship being on the line with John Cena as the challenger versus Austin Theory, the champion. You know what pissed me off about that shit, though?
What?
They had fucking Austin Theory do an empty arena promo.
I know. I seen it.
Why the fuck are you guys doing this to this guy? Like, it's just making him look like, bro, for real? They had him do an empty arena promo. Sucks. But who you got winning the match, man?
Like, I got Austin Theory winning, but I can see them putting that belt on John Cena for a week or a day.
I heard if he wins the championship,
he ties Ric Flair. I know. He ties Ric Flair again. I can see them putting the belt on him for one day, him showing up at Raw after Mania and dropping it.
Yeah, it seems like to me they're getting all the bullshit off of on night one. They're getting all the bullshit off night one. Because we got Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch facing off against Damage Control in a 6-women tag team match. Who you got?
You know, Damage Control needs this win. All them bitches do is lose. All they do is lose.
That's true.
You can have Trish take a pin. She ain't got no belt.
She should be able to take a pin.
Yeah, she ain't got no belt. She can eat a loss.
Yeah.
You know, Damage Control, they need some heat or they need to go away. Because all they do is lose.
Yeah. Like, this is a failed experiment here. Because they ain't winning no matches. Bayley lost pretty much every match she was in since she came back, since they put them together. Yeah, they had the tag team championships
like,
twice.
You just lost Queen to Becky Lynch 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So, they got to build Bayley back up. But yeah, that's that match right there. Then we got the men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. You got Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders. Who you got?
Viking Raiders?
Yeah.
Really? Because once Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win, they're going to need challengers. Heel challengers. And they can be the first ones to take that out.
Gotcha.
Because
Alpha Academy breaking up.
They're already broke up. Otis just he ain't tell dude yet. Otis. He did not tell Chad Gable yet.
That bitch is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know her name.
Maxine Dupri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her LA Knight was supposed to be like twins or some shit.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That bitch is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't never seen her wrestle, though.
I don't think she's going to either.
Oh, okay. Huh. I mean, she can just stand there and look pretty. That's fine.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I don't care for any of them being on my TV. To be honest, she can be on my TV, but
yeah.
Like Mansoir or whatever the fuck his name is, and what's the other dude?
Marseille.
Yeah. I don't need them niggas on my TV.
Me either.
I don't need Otis on my TV.
Nah, I like Otis.
I never liked Otis.
You never liked Otis?
I never liked Otis. Never.
Oh my God.
Never.
We always differ in that. I'm into those wacky characters.
Nah,
like,
I don't like that stupid shit. Get that shit off my TV. I don't. I'm not a. I don't like comedy wrestling.
Right.
That does not entertain me.
Then on night one, it says that we're gonna have Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Who you got?
Dom.
Rey got to do the job on his way out.
Yes.
Okay.
You wanted all this for your son.
Yeah.
Put your son over.
But does he gotta put... Is Dobb really supposed to go over after all the shit he done, bro?
He could cheat to win. I don't give a fuck about that.
Okay, I agree.
You know, you can have Damian Priest. He ain't doing nothing for WrestleMania. Come out there and get a little distraction.
Why is Damian Priest not doing anything for WrestleMania? Like, he the only one.
Because everybody else in the group has got more shine than him.
The group was made so that he can have the shine. That's what the group was made for.
Well, once Prison Dom took over, it was, you know, that's the storyline.
Sometimes you just strike gold, man. Then we got...
And just to think, just a couple of months ago, we fucking hated Dominic Mysterio. Like, get this bum-ass, non-wrestling-ass nigga off my TV. Now, I can't get enough of Prison Dom.
It's always the respect that we show to people after the... Like, we'll tell you straight up, y'all like your ass. Yeah. But when you do something that we can respect, like, we can get behind it. Like, yo, this nigga, he did his thing. Like, all right, Prison Dom. Like,
as soon as they got him away from Rey Mysterio, it all clicked.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Then we got Logan Paul versus Seth freaking Rollins in a singles match.
You know Seth Rollins winning this.
Seth Rollins.
If I'm correct, Logan Paul's, I think he said his contract is up after WrestleMania.
Oh, I mean, well, he only had a 5-match joint, a 4-match joint or something? 4 or 5 matches? That's good.
Yeah, and they were all, like, against big names.
Top-tier names.
Like, your second or third match was against Roman Reigns for the belt.
Yeah.
Like.
That was actually the last match that he had was against Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was in the Royal Rumble, but yeah.
Yeah.
So. But I got Seth Rollins winning this one as well. They're still wavering on which one is going to be the main event. But we got Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then, well, who you got winning that one?
Oh, we know Mommy taking that.
Mommy's taking that. And then we got the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Who you got winning?
We know who's winning. Bloodline's losing all the belts.
Okay. Cool. But should Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn be the main event?
No.
So Rhea Ripley and Charlotte should be the main event?
Yeah, man, you gotta get the women some shine. You can't have Bloodline main event in both.
Both shows.
Understood. Truthfully, I honestly believe that the Hell in a Cell match should have main evented night one, personally.
Yeah. Night two.
That's like a 2-year story or whatever the fuck it seems like.
Night two. They jam packing night two. So, I think the first match of night two. It should be this match, but it probably... I don't know if it will be, but I'm hoping that it is. Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Brock wants to go on first or second, so he can get the fuck up out of there.
Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
3 minutes, nothing but finishers.
Let's roll out. I don't even know where Omos' finisher is.
I don't know.
Yeah, Just spam the fucking German suplexes. just spam the Germans. Hit them with a couple F5s and let's get out of here, bro. Like,
it's gonna take one F5.
That works for me too. I don't give a damn. That works for me too. Let's get this shit out the way. I do not want to see this match. I feel like this is gonna be the worst match of all the matches on the card. I don't want to see this match. Then up next. The one with the shittiest build for the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Who you got?
Dude, all these builds been shitty. If you really think about it, every build for WrestleMania has been trash.
Yeah. Except the Usos. Except the Bloodline. And Dom versus Rey Mysterio has been a
play. Nah, that's been the best build. Dom and Rey.
Dom and Rey, yeah.
But everything else, man, it's been...
pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Like, they threw together that Trish Stratus joint. I mean, the Seth Rollins-Logan Paul joint, it ain't been shitty, but it's not been top tier. They did a decent job of doing it, because he interfered, and in his match. He threw him out of the Royal Rumble. So they, it was a decent build for them.
Started with the Elimination Chamber.
Exactly. Well, no. It started with the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Then the Elimination Chamber. Yeah.
So they had a decent build with them, you know, but... And we understood why Rhea Ripley chose Charlotte Flair to face off against, but their build hasn't been great. I mean, the triple threat build has been pretty good, though.
Okay.
Yeah, their build has been pretty good. But this build for Bianca Belair and Asuka has been trash. I think the match is going to be good, but, you know, they didn't make people want to really watch this one.
Dude, I went back and watched Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch at last year's WrestleMania. Bianca Belair got her ass whooped. Whooped. Becky Lynch was beating the shit out of her, and she just pulled one out.
Yeah.
Like, because Bianca Belair, she's just been so dominant, but I'm sitting there watching this match like, damn, she barely getting a move off.
Yep. She got to get that. Yep. So you got winning this match?
Bianca Belair.
Bianca retains? All right. Then we got the women's WrestleMania showcase match, Fatal 4-Way. You got Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler versus Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. What happened to Carmella? I thought Carmella was supposed to be tagging with
Chelsea. I don't know if she's hurt or whatever, but... Ever since they got together that one night, she ain't been back on TV.
Why? Maybe Chelsea was like, I don't want this bitch. I know you like Chelsea Green. You believe she... Anytime you see her on the television, you be like, she's sexy as fuck. Like,
she too fine for Zack Ryder.
She's
Matt Cardona. Excuse me.
Really, man?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I look at her and I be like, she's like a basic white bitch. But then all of a sudden, then you see that whole, like, the whole ensemble and the body and everything. Like, how did he get that? Like,
he told you how. He slid in the DMs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He legit slid in her DMs.
Ah.
And that's how it started.
And the rest is history.
Basically.
Well, congratulations, bro.
Sometimes it pays to slide into 5 minutes DMs.
No, Chelsea Green is fine, though. Can't even deny it. I was looking at Instagram photos of Sonya Deville and her wife.
Okay. I'm not high on Sonya like you are.
No. Her wife, though?
I never really look at her. I see pictures of them, and I just keep scrolling. Like, I don't care.
I like Sonya Deville. I think she's cool people.
Yeah. All right. So, Ronda and Shayna are going to win. But if I was writing the book, Chelsea Green and Sonya winning.
Chelsea Green and Sonya winning.
Yeah. I need more of them and Adam Pearce on my TV.
Well, that's why they lose.
Nah.
They lose so they can go to him and say, I want to speak. So they can keep talking about his management skills. Like...
Well, they can do that with a dub and say, I want a tag team championship match now. But it's not going to happen.
They can do that.
Like I said. Actually, I don't know if Ronda's good. I think Ronda's, like, legit hurt, like a broke hand or something.
It's her elbow.
Whatever. Yeah. Part of the arm.
Yeah.
Hand, arm, elbow.
I don't want to see her on my television. I don't like her.
I don't like her either, but damn, do something with Shayna Baszler. Like, I hated her whole NXT run, but, like, now that I don't get it, like, you know, I want to see it.
Yeah. Then, of course, you know, you said that this match should have made event in night one. We got Edge versus the Demon Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell match. Who wins?
Oh, Finn's winning.
Finn's winning.
After Edge does the Brood entrance with Christian and Gangrel.
So, Christian got authorization from AEW to get this done?
Yes. Legit, yes. Tony Khan gave him the okay.
So, Tony Khan's going to be looking for a favor from Trips coming down the road, huh?
No.
You don't think so?
Triple H ain't giving that nigga no favors.
You don't think he's giving him no favors?
He's the piss-ass company with bad fucking... Come on. Who gives a fuck about AEW? They ain't got no storylines. And the storylines they do got, like, you got Keith Lee and Swerve that been feuding for like 10 months.
They still feuding, bro.
They ain't even had a one-on-one match yet. Yes, they are still feuding.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. The fuck out of here, bro.
They have not had a one-on-one match yet. No.
Yo, bury that shit, dog. We done. Like, that's been going on for too long. Just like the fucking guns and their daddy, bro. Daddy ass, bro. Like, come on. We've been doing this for too long. Like, it's over. God damn, man. But Demon Finn wins the match. Then we got the triple threat match. For the Intercontinental Championship, we've got Walter, the reigning defending champion, versus the Bang Bros.
Don't call them that. I don't like that.
Banger after banger after banger in Sheamus and the Scottish. Why they stop calling him the Scottish psychopath? Because it sounded weird. Well, it wasn't PG.
You can't say psychopath. Well, you can, but
it was too much for PG. The Scottish Warrior, Drew McIntyre. Who you got winning this match, man?
I got Gunther retaining.
Walter,
excuse me. It grew on me. I'm sorry. But if Walter doesn't win, it's Sheamus pinning Drew.
Yeah, let me get. I'll take Sheamus pinning Drew. I'll take Sheamus. Let him get his grand slam. I think that should be all right for him.
And then you put the belt right back on Walter because he didn't take the pin.
Correct.
Like, give Sheamus his WrestleMania moment, mm-hmm. His grand slam.
Like they did with Zack Ryder when they put the Intercontinental belt on him for one night. Then he lost it.
Fuck that. Christian winning the heavyweight championship and they took it off him the next night.
They did that shit to Mick Foley too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. One night, take it off him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did that shit to Kane too. Damn, bro. A lot of people that had those one night title reigns.
Vince was fucking people over. He's like, I'm gonna put this on you. You can get your one day reign, just say you held the belt. We're not even changing your side plates. We ain't got time for that.
Well, back then, they had a side plate.
True. It took Liv Morgan forever to get her side plates changed. This is what Triple H running this shit.
Yeah, as soon as she got her side plate, she lost it.
I
was like, yo, that's fucked up, man. You do her like that. And then, of course, the main event of the WrestleMania Night 2 of WrestleMania as a whole. The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, facing off against the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, the needle mover. What else is he? The head of the table, the Tribal Chief, the needle mover, the
God mode.
God mode, because he's always in God mode. The big dog. I don't even think they call him that no more. Nah, they call him that anymore. Nah, they don't call him the big dog. He's way above that. But Roman Reigns, the champ. What does Paul Heyman say? He's the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion.
World Heavyweight Champion.
But he's a Universal. Why did he say that? Universal World? He says that for real? Universal World Heavyweight Champion? Damn, bro. Okay. But yeah. So, who you got winning this match?
Cody's gonna win, but damn, I can see them keeping it on Roman.
I can see that as well.
But Roman wants his vacation, so. I mean, he can take a vacation with the belt. We've seen it happen.
So what do we do now? After this match, what do we do? I know they've said for months that they want to split the belts back up. So what do we do? to get the belts back up? Is it we have the draft, the shakeups, or whatever you want to call it, and then we assign a new champion, or we have a tournament for a new champion for the new show? I mean, what do we do? How do we get the belts split up?
Well, it depends on what show you want Cody on.
Okay.
Did you see what I posted? Obviously, you didn't see this. This is the supposedly Cody's new belt.
I've seen that belt. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like I said, it depends on what show you want Cody on.
Yeah.
If you want, I'm pretty sure Cody wants the WWE Championship and not the Universal. For the lineage.
For the lineage. Yeah.
So, you know, you have him, you either make one belt and he wrestles both shows, or you have him wrestle on both shows till he drops one. And his first feud needs to be against Randy Orton.
His first feud got to be against Randy Orton.
Yes. Well, his first feud with the belt. That storyline, right, it writes itself. It's already there.
He'd come back, say, yo.
I'd have Randy Orton come back at WrestleMania and fucking RKO you out of nowhere.
I love it.
To end the show.
I love
it. Give Cody his moment. Fireworks going off. His $1 million worth of fireworks.
Because it's going to be a lot.
And then you say, and then once he wins, you know, he's holding up the belt, Randy Orton comes out of nowhere, RKO's that nigga. It writes itself. It's there.
Because this is what legacies are all about.
Yeah. It writes, I got it. It writes itself.
Oh, man, I love it. See, this is why I tell people all the time, man, this man is one of the greatest minds in wrestling. And he's not even a professional. He's one of the greatest minds. He's not even a professional.
You just got to watch wrestling. Like I said, the storyline is already there. I'm not going to say you can't fuck it up because we've seen motherfuckers fuck up like stuff like, Daniel Bryan and The Miz. Yeah. They fucked that up.
They did.
That wrote itself.
That would have been a great. That would have been a great feud, great matches if they would have did it right. I completely agree.
They gotta bring the wives into it. Like you don't need all that.
Yeah,
you don't need all that.
I feel you, man. But that's WrestleMania weekend in a nutshell for us. Again, he's off for the next 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to watch everything. I'm going to have to, you know, pick and choose. I probably won't even be able to watch NXT because that shit comes on while I'm at work.
Oh, I'm watching.
So I might have to watch NXT on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon before the second night of WrestleMania come on.
You ain't got no afternoon to watch that. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the 2.5-3 hour show. That's wrestling like you're talking about like damn near 6-7 hours of just straight wrestling.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to get it in on Sunday then. I gotta watch it on Sunday. I'm not gonna be able to watch it on unless I watch it Saturday after the Saturday WrestleMania, then I'm gonna be up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Nah, because then you're gonna have to wake up at like 6-7 o'clock in the morning when Aries is like, yo, nigga, I'm hungry. I need to play my drums. Stop playing with me.
Yo. This kid, he knows how to open the doors now, right? So, bro, this past weekend, every morning, 7:45 sharp, he up. And he opened the door. And then he comes and just looks me in the face like this. Daddy got to get up.
Yeah.
Time to eat.
Like, get your ass up, nigga.
Like, bro, it's 7:45. You didn't even wait for the alarm to go off, nigga. Like, come on.
He's like, ain't nobody tell you to go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. Should have went to sleep when I went to sleep. That's your fault. Get your ass up.
I love that kid so goddamn much. But, man, I was like, yo, 7:45, you up, bro? You went to sleep at like 11. Like, what are you doing? Nope. Up. I'm like, all right, we'll get it. But yeah, so I'll either watch, I'll watch some of it probably Saturday, and then watch the rest of it Sunday morning, and we'll knock it out. But NXT is the only one that I'm not going to be able to watch while it's on. So.
Okay.
Because I'll be at work. I totally forgot about WrestleMania weekend. Usually I get that day off, though.
I'm off. That's all I know.
But you got anything else for the people, man, before we get out of here?
Yeah, wish my black ass a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you, man. His birthday is tomorrow, for you guys who didn't know. He's getting old, man.
No, I'm not. Jason's older.
That's true.
We did not wish Jason a happy birthday on the podcast because he did not tell us his birthday was happening. It just popped up. Even though we probably should have known, he's been on the show, man.
What was his birthday, like the 25th or some shit like that?
26th, I think?
Yeah. No, it was Saturday. It was Saturday. That was the 25th, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I beat him the next day in fantasy basketball going on to the championship.
He said, happy birthday, take this L.
Yeah. So, you know, again, didn't know y'all birthday was that close together, but I'll remember it for next year.
I won't.
You won't?
Hell,
that's
no.
Fucked up, man.
It's not fucked up. It's hard to remember a birthday you've hardly ever celebrated.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll try to remember it for next year, man.
I don't know. I know your birthday is in August. Couldn't tell you what fucking day.
The 18th.
I ain't gonna remember that shit.
It's all right. But, yeah. You know, I mean, the shit shows you on Facebook, and you guys typically, when you see it, you hit me up and you say happy birthday. Mm-hmm. For those people who your birthday comes up, and it comes up on Facebook, and I don't wish you a happy birthday, that means I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
I be salty on Facebook when I see people's birthdays, but they wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, I ain't wishing you no happy birthday. You wish me no happy birthday. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I don't care about you not liking my post because I don't post nothing.
Yeah.
And if I do post, it's like Gigi Dolan's ass or something.
I mean, those are good posts, though. Those are good posts.
Yeah, but, you know... Most of them ain't in the group either.
Yeah.
So they don't get to see that good.
That good. But yeah, Mike, you got to get your shit up, bro. I'm 500 points up on you. I'm ready to take home this championship. First year back in the league, and I'm taking the championship.
He's not recovering from 500 points.
He's
down.
Not.
No, you need like 3 injuries right now, right now as we speak, so they don't play Friday and Saturday.
So, you know, first year back in the league, and I'm taking the chip, you know, and Dig will come back next year, defend the crown. You know, I appreciate
you say that.
What?
You say you're going to defend the crown, because I'm the defending champ. I'm not going to win it this year. Them injuries, I've had... That's the only reason why I ain't winning.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I'm coming back next year. That's all I'm saying. I'm just coming back next year. That's what I mean.
Oh, so the nigga who didn't want to do the league, he nigga want to win a chip like, oh, I'm coming back now. I'm coming back. He didn't even want to. We had to talk him into it this year. First off, he didn't even do it the first year. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that shit. So we had to go find extra somebody I don't even know to get them in the league. Then we had to talk him into it this year. And that nigga want to win a chip now. Like, yo, I'm coming back. I'm like, what?
Well, you can't win the chip. You can't win the chip and then not come back. Like, that's just wrong.
You hear that shit?
You know what I'm saying? You can't win the chip and then not come back. That's just wrong. So, I'm coming back. Even though I did opt out of a bunch of my fantasy football leagues. I'm not going to be able to do that shit this year. It's too much. Too much. I had too many leagues, so.
Yeah, you did.
But we appreciate you guys listening to us as always. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Waslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast, and we out.
We out.